Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to Ladino Dimes. Today, the most special edition of the program. Special program today dedicated to my hard working amigo, Sergio. Thank you. Eso, that was Carlitos Santana with Soul Sacrifice. That was my hard rocking amigo Sergio and mine favorites by Santana, because I tell you the reason why this was our one of our favorite tracks. Because he played it on guitar and I played it on congas, man. Can you believe that? I used to play congas, you know, to this music by Santana. And so, yeah, well, as we all, Chilean community and some people from the English community, also called him Sergio Santana, because he was on the guitar all the time. And he brought joy to many, many people around Sheffield, playing the guitar in bars, you know, open mics, and, you know, we used to do lots of stuff and that. And occasionally I would accompany him, you know, because I wouldn't be able to carry my congas, you know, with me everywhere we went. But he was willing to play music for the people, so he would sacrifice a few bits of energy and carry the guitar. Or, fortunately enough, we used to go to places where there was guitars there already, so, whoa. But in those years, man, the years that we grew up together, you know, we matured together. Actually, some people say that we never matured, you know, but anyway, it's best to stay as we are, you know, and when you mature, when you become kind of boring a little bit, you know, so keep a little bit of your youth and childhood with you. That will give you more energy, you know, into this world, and you will be more, doors will be opening more and more and more. When you become an adult and you become a kind of like a moody, you know, and you go about temper, you're like, people don't really want to know much, you know, but anyway, yeah. That was to start with, you know, the Soul Sacrifice by Carlos Santana. I remember that when we first met, we used to talk about the music and all the, you know, the hippie lives, you know, back in Chile, you know, and he went to see Woodstock as well, Woodstock, you know, the hippie festival, 1969, and I went as well, but he went, I think he was in Punta Arenas, maybe, or where he was in city, I can't remember the exact place where he saw it, but he saw the documentary, you know, Woodstock, 1969, and I saw it in Santiago, where I lived. So, why coincidence, right? And I said to him, you know, did anybody react, you know, how did people react, you know, when they heard Carlos Santana? Because in those years, Santana was kind of like on the radio. We were getting into it, you know, and when it started with a lot of percussion, you know, and a bit of salsa-ish tones, you know, tunes, we got into it. So I said, oh, yeah, yeah, in Santiago, we got up on the top of the seats, you know, in the theater and in the cinema, and we were dancing, you know, and people were banging on the walls, you know, trying to get the rhythm, ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? And he said, my God, you know, I think it was a worldwide excitement, you know, with Santana, because we did the same thing when we were when we were watching it in our cinema, you know. So, yeah, there we are. So, can you imagine, you know, coincidence, you know. And our difference in age, you know, wasn't that far, you know. It was only 2-3 years difference. So, therefore, we had a lot of things in common. And I'm so sad, you know. I feel kind of miserable in a way, you know, that my compadre is gone now, you know, but on Wednesday we're going to be celebrating his life. I will tell you more details about the Wednesday events, you know, throughout the program, okay? Here we go with one more track, you know, with Héroes del Silencio, which Spanish band, which my compadre also, Amio, you know, we had the same taste in music, you know. It was good stuff. He didn't like reggaeton either. So, yeah. Whoa. Love it, man.
Siempre es la misma función, el mismo es.
Héroes del Silencio. One more song that we used to enjoy listening to. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on Wednesday, okay? At 1 o'clock, his journey, my compadre's funeral day will be Wednesday, the 8th of October. And at 1 p.m., his journey home to the earth begins from Gun Road in Glitless, Sheffield S14. 2 p.m., the service at Upper Knoll Natural Burial Ground in Dronfield, Dronfield S18 4BD, online live streaming link, www.funeralstreaming.co.uk/forward watch 56371. Up past 3 until late, celebration of life at the Corporation Sheffield S1. We love music from Grupo Luma, Dan Milson, Rob Binney, and special open mic hosted by the legendary Stephen Delaney. You have taken earth, you have taken dust, and truly converted it to the priceless. And tributes tonight, we are doing it right now, Latino Dimes from 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. The Steam Works, Stephen Delaney, open mic, /jam sessions Mondays from 8 till 11. Solo, duos, and full bands welcome. Just stand up, put your name on the list, and play or just enjoy this greatest venue. The Steam Works, 111 Randall Street, Sheffield. Do not forget, the service will be at Upper Knoll Natural Burial Ground in Dronfield. And up 3 until late, the celebration of life at the Corporation Rock Club, Sheffield 1. With Grupo Luma, Dan Milson, Rob Binney, and special open mic hosted by legendary Stephen Delaney. I will remind you about this as the time goes by, you know, as the program goes by. And yes, text me anytime throughout the show. My number is 079-44-031-894. This is another delicious song. Soda Stereo.
palpitar que tiene tu mirar. Yo puedo presentir que tú debes sufrir igual que sufro yo por esta situación que nubla la razón sin permitir pensar en que ha de concluir el drama singular que existe entre los dos, tratando simular tan solo una amistad, mientras en realidad se agita la pasión que envuelve al corazón y que obliga a callar. Yo te amo, yo te amo. Sangrar sin poder conversar, tratando de decir tal vez sea mejor me marche yo de aquí para no vernos más. Total, que más me da, ya sé que sufriré, pero al final tendré tranquilo el corazón y así podré gritar: yo te amo, yo te amo. Tus labios arbi de rojo y carmesí parecen murmurar mil cosas sin hablar, y yo que estoy aquí sentado desangrar sin poder conversar, tratando de decir tal vez sea mejor no marche yo de aquí para no vernos más. Total, que más me da, ya sé que sufriré, pero al final tendré tranquilo el corazón y así podré gritar: yo te amo, yo te amo.
Entre la naturaleza y mí. abrazarte y llenarte de calor, para que el frío de los años no te dañe y conservarte como una bella flor. Tu peligrosa insolencia me estremece, tu picardía me hace sonreír, la candidez de tu mirada me enloquece. Dime, pequeño, ¿qué más puedo pedir?
Right on, yeah, here we go. That was a tribute to Sandro. Sandro was a very, very, very popular singer from Argentina, gypsy from Argentina, who, he was famous and, during the time that when we were young people, our youth. So we used to listen to the singer all the time. But now this album that I'm playing the tracks from, is a tribute to Sandro. And, just different bands playing his songs. And I remember that, we used to sing these songs whenever we were kind of a bit giddy. We used to start singing all these, romantic songs. And good. Wow, man, this is. I want to live for the rest of the years that I've got left. You know, with the memories, so beautiful memories. Because I grew up here in England, and I grew up with my compadre. So it's like my left arm. You know, is numbed. You know, I cannot use it. It's gone, kind of thing. You know. Now I'm getting old too. My health is not that good either. So I keep going, man. I keep rocking, man. I wanna be like the captain, you know, probably leave the ship, you know, last or something like that. I don't know. But, I found the track that reminded me also of our compadre Giovanni Falcucci, who, he passed away a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago, and we used to listen to this band all the time with me and Giovanni, and also my compadre, my hard rock amigo Checho. Yeah, we used to love this band because this band was created during the time when in Chile, that band called Los Jaivas that I played so many times, and I'll probably be playing a couple of tracks, you know, in after the break. They created this kind of, like Inca jazz rock, which is folk music, mixed with a bit of jazz, a bit of rock. And in Spain, this band that I'm going to play right now, they were doing kind of the same thing, bit of kind of flamenco, rocky, jazzy, yeah. But the track I'm going to play right now, it probably doesn't show the reality of what these guys started with. So, what we're going to do right now, I'm going to play this track for you. And just think that even if you don't understand the words, you know, I think the way this guy, this singer puts his lyrics through is fantastic, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, when a voice gets to you and makes you feel good, sometimes you don't even need to understand the lyrics. It's just the sound and the vibes, you know, that come out of somebody's, effort to sing so beautifully, you know. And this guy, this band is called Triana. If you ever go on YouTube or, Spotify, I don't know, those places where you can find music, Find Triana. Triana, yes. On YouTube, there's plenty videos and live concerts by this band. So here goes to my compadre Giovanni, who was one of our compadres, you know, of adventures. And for my compadre Checho as well. So, and for me too. And for everyone, because my compadres, they always wanted me to share everything with everyone. So if we are having fun, we want you to have fun too.
Esta mañana, ¿recuerdas algo de lo que te ocurrió ayer? Ya sé que no te importa, te llueve por la noche, camina todo el día y vas en busca de tu ser. En tus labios brilla una sonrisa que penetra en lo más hondo de mi ser. Ya sé que no te importa, tienes que seguir, tú debes conseguir que nada te ate aquí. En tu mente ya lo pone todo tal como ha de ser. Sigues luchando y podrás lograr al fin tu ser, al fin tu ser. Sonrisa que penetra en lo más hondo de mi ser. Ya sé que no te importa, tú tienes que seguir, tú debes conseguir que nada te ate aquí. En tu mente ya lo pone todo tal como ha de ser. Sigues luchando y podrás lograr al fin tu ser, al fin tu ser. Sigue luchando tú y podrás lograr al fin tu ser, al fin tu ser.
Thank you. your love. Ride his pulse and you'll forget. Slow down, your time will come. If not tonight, surely by the dawn. Just take it like a man. The strange face of love, a cat's eye, a lizard's tail, the pentagram he bought in hell. He stalks the night with no intent. His brow sweats for innocence. And take it like a man. The strange face of love. But fast and skillfully forgets. He's back on the streets with no regrets. Just take it like a man. The strange face of love.
Strange. Los mexicanos estamos hechos de una fibra muy especial. Estamos hechos de la mezcla del tequila y el mezcal. Somos los únicos capaces de reírnos de nuestra desgracia. Somos los únicos capaces de reírnos de nuestra desgracia. Nuestro país tiene la forma de un cuerno de la abundancia.
That was El Tri, all the way from Mexico. Amigos, amigas, thank you very much for the text so far. Welcome to the show, Alexandra. And obviously, we will be there on Wednesday. I've got another phone call here. And, well, phone call, you know. And it says, suspected spam. thank you very much for letting me know and be aware of what is going on. I've been told, you know, that every time somebody rings and no, and then you get a call. Sorry, And there's no name or number that you recognize. You know, do not reply to it. Do not answer it, because all they want to do is for you to connect. And also, if you say, "Oh, well, I'm going to miss call here from someone. I wonder who it is." Don't call. Don't ring. Don't ring back. I've been advised by somebody who worked for O2. And they told me that a lot of people that have been scammed because of this situation. Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to be one of those victims. You know, well, whoever, no one is free from being a victim. Okay, anytime, occasionally, will happen to you. So this is kind of really, really strange, man. You know, this is kind of, I don't know. It's really worrying, because I remember 30, 40, 50 years ago, you know, where used to be more trusted. You trusted people, you talk to people in the street, the people will answer back, and you socialize, you make friends, you know. And I remember that when my mother used to live here, you know, many, many, many years ago, and we used to live on Lancs Estate, you know, off Lancs Road. And everyone there, you know, it was a new estate, right? And it was quite a good mixture of different backgrounds, you know, people that were English, Scottish, Irish, you know, Asians, you know, West Indians. It was a good community, beautiful. And we used to leave the doors unlocked, you know. You go to the shops, you know, leave the doors unlocked and no problem. Everyone in the area used to do the same thing, you know. So, I mean, when today you leave your door open, you know, even when you're inside the house, even when your door is not even open, or sorry, I didn't mean open, you know, man, unlocked, okay, unlocked. They could come and rob you anytime, you know, so times are not, and you know something, right? Even though I do blame the criminals because they're taking advantage of the situations, you know. But I also blame the system, because the system is not providing any help to these people. You know, they go and rob somebody, you know, and then the next day they're free again, because, oh yeah, it's only the second crime that he or she committed, or something like, oh yeah, you give me $100 and you can go. Oh yeah, well, you can $100 and then you go and then and do the same again and again and again and again and again. Now, if these people were taught, educated into living in a society which we should all trust each other, we should all love each other and be friendly to each other, you know, maybe crime will decrease, you know, who knows, you know. A friend of mine told me that Mauro is too late, right? And I can't tend to agree with him, because I don't see much change, you know, and the worst thing is come from above, from the top people, you know. That is the worst part. Because if it was only the bottom, you know, then maybe the top people will be able to cope with it and do something about it. But we go on the streets, you know, protest, you know, complain. I don't know. We sign petitions, you know, but they get away with it anyway. They do whatever they want, you know. It's a bit like the Zionists, you know. How many times have they been condemned, you know, for what they're doing in Gaza? Yeah, and they go, so what? We are the chosen people. You know, sorry, I can't stop laughing. Because nothing is done. The FIFA, the football, International Football Federation, whatever they call themselves, they are thinking about banning the Israeli team, you know, from the World Cup competition, right? And it's taking them quite a few months, even, I don't know, a year or so, that this has been, you know, been mentioned. With the Russians, you know, as soon as they went to Ukraine, 2 days later, boom, gone. And then people down there, some fools who say, do not mix politics, do not mix politics with sport. Oh, God, how naive can you be who believe in that kind of stuff, you know, that you go,
No politics in the sport.
So, yeah, that's the situation. Just look into it, read into it, find out into it, educate yourself into it, and then you think about why is the Russians banned from all sports events, from all events around the world. Can you believe that? Wow, man. And it's got the same situation going on in Gaza. And these people are still doing it and nothing is done. Do you know what I mean? Whoa. It's about time we woke up, people. Okay, I'm going to play another track for you guys. And I hope that you like it.
Esta es una canción de amor, dedicada para la ciudad más grande del mundo. La más hermosa, la más peligrosa, la más querida, la más contaminada, la más poblada, la más rock and rollera. Le pese a quien le pese, le duela a quien le duela. Para todos aquellos que viven en ella, se las vamos a dedicar con mucho cariño. Para los que no la conocen o alguna vez la han visitado, pues también se las dedicamos, ¿cómo no? Lo único que queremos dejar bien claro es que, como México, ¡no hay dos! Los dioses les ordenaron a nuestros antepasados que se lanzaran a buscar un lugar mágico donde tenían que encontrar un águila que estuviera devorando a una serpiente encima de un nopal. Y aunque no fue nada fácil, cumplieron la misión y ahí fue donde fundaron la gran Tenochtitlán. Y con el paso del tiempo es lo que se ha convertido en lo que hoy conocemos como Chilangolandia. Chilangolandia es el ombligo del mundo.